This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I have to tell you, I've been looking forward to this one. We are going out on the phone now to Molly Gross, who is a humorist, wife of a Marine Corps veteran, a stand-up comedian, motivational speaker. Good evening, Molly. How are you?
Cheryl, I think we're going to be best friends.
I was going to say, Molly, I think we were separated at birth. I have several things in common. I'm also 5 feet tall. I'm also blonde, and I have an affinity for men in uniform.
You are so cute. I'm looking at your picture.
No,
you have two girls. I can't even believe you have two daughters.
Yes. Like I said, I think we were separated at birth. But this is about you today, Molly, because we may have to have follow-up conversations on this show. This book, I could not put down last night. I started it earlier and went through the evening. When I get home at night after this show, I loved it, loved it, loved it. And unfiltered is one of the words that has frankly been used about me. And I love that it's used about you, and you take pride in that, I'm thinking.
I do. I titled the book Confessions of a Military Wife because I wanted to just say it. I say the things that people are thinking in their heads, and I say them out loud. And so we laugh, and you can laugh at me. You know, I'm one of those comedians that doesn't make fun of others. So if you're a new military wife and you're very uncomfortable because there's all these new rules and there's this whole new language and you think you're doing everything wrong and you get really uptight and you get nervous, and then you see, hey, here's Molly Gross, good old-fashioned Southern Christian gal, and she makes every mistake in the book, and she laughs at it, and she's out of control and just says it like it is. It just takes a weight off these young girls' shoulders, you know?
Yeah, someone is talking about it out loud, and I think there's always power in that, isn't there? If you talk about the stuff that's difficult, it's out there, then people can move on from it. It's a different world. My older daughter is a military wife from the Army out at Fort Lewis.
So I love it.
In reading this, I had some familiarity with this, which is probably why I grabbed onto it, but it certainly isn't a prerequisite. This is an extraordinarily fun book.
You are so sweet to say that. Anyone who likes Army Wives, and that's a drama. You know, that is a drama show. But wants to know what it really looks out without the look, what the lifestyle looks like without the stage makeup and the set designers. This is the real stuff. And I love to tell funny stories. I don't tell jokes. I can't remember a joke to save my life. I just tell stories. And if you like ridiculous, overly exaggerated, outrageous things, and that kind of stuff in life always finds me. You don't have to know anything about the military to enjoy the book. Now, I think America is very curious about the military. I think they are. I think it's a very unique lifestyle. You know, what goes on behind that gate, you know? So that, I think some people do pick it up because they're curious about the lifestyle, but you certainly don't have to. A lot of the girls tell me, my husband's been reading the book.
I'm sure of that. Well, there's a lot of parts they'd be quite interested in. There are some secrets revealed in this. And just to start with one of the stories that grabbed me right off the top, this is a quote from the book. I remember when I hit rock bottom. There I was with no makeup on, hadn't showered, eating raw cookie dough out of the tube, hitting on the toothless bagger at the commissary, and ordering jewelry off the TV. And that was just your first day, and that was the first day of deployment you were discussing with your husband, John. I mean, that's funny stuff, and it's real. And
real life
is always funnier than a joke anyway.
It is so real. I just visited my BFF. She's in the book. She's Erin. She's the one that runs over the grocery cart,
yes.
And her husband's truck, and she's also the one that recocked the bathtub. That's a very outrageous story, one of my favorites. But she is so funny. Her husband's in Afghanistan. There I am with her on Kay Bay on Oahu, and we're going through, you know, the gate, you know,
yes.
And she goes through the gate, looks over at me and goes, oh, he's so cute. And we just die laughing because, you know, she loves her husband. She's 100% devoted to him, but it's just so funny because we're girls and she hasn't had anyone look at her. And she said, she says to me the other day, she goes, Molly, she said, I am such a mess. I haven't taken a shower in 3 days. Her children go to a place called the CDC, which is a child development center. She said, I rolled up into the CDC looking like Charlie Sheen on a bender.
Winning. Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? And my daughter would tell you, when I was at Fort Lewis a couple years ago visiting, we're driving around, and that is an Army base, and I'm going, oh, my gosh, an Army base. Oh, a boy in uniform. And they're like, Mom, calm down. They're everywhere.
But they're all so cute, aren't they?
They're all completely adorable. That's just the way it is, folks. That's just the way it is. So many different aspects. It's a funny book with funny anecdotes, but they're about some serious issues. You talk about deployment, and what when you're the spouse left behind, the roles change completely.
Oh my gosh, it's all on you, babe. You know, the in-laws are on you, the friends that you had from back home that don't understand and don't know what to say to you when they call is on you. You have to be in a good mood for everybody, because, you know, you can't be in a bad mood, because it freaks them out worse than it freaks you out. And women going through deployment, it's like, I describe it like you have no skin. You're just, everything is very raw and in the moment, because your life partner, the person you've made a covenant before God to share your life with, isn't there to share your life with. You cannot nurture a marriage during deployment. I tell the girls all the time, I said, you don't nurture a marriage during the deployment. That's why we took vows, and that's why we made a covenant to God, because we ride our vows. And so there are things that you can do to keep yourself busy and keep yourself motivated and strong. And I tell the girls to get a hobby and bring the girlfriends over once a week and get involved. But yeah, absolutely, it's tough.
Well, and your husband, John Gross, a Marine, a proud Marine, he warned you about this.
He did. And one of the things he said, you know, when we were making the decision, you know, September 11th happened, we knew we were going to war with somebody, and he was nervous because he thought, how can I ask this of you? How can I ask of you to leave your friends, your family, your hobbies, your career, all these things that you want, to come there to serve me on the home front? And that's one of the underlying messages that I have for these women is, you are serving your country. Do not underestimate what you're doing on the home front. Because I will tell you right now, your attitude on the home front, every time you pick up the phone, when you've had the worst day from hell, you stepped in the dog's poop barefoot, everyone has the flu, and the phone rings, and you just want to bitch and complain to him, and you stop, and you take a deep breath, and you put a smile on, and you're uplifting to him and encouraging to him. When he gets off the phone, he's not worried about you and the family. His mind can go back to his mission. And doing that just saved lives. Because my husband told me it was the guys who had problems at home, they couldn't be focused. And that risks lives for America. And that's what I tell the women, is that your job on the home front is as essential. I'm very proud of them.
Well, absolutely. And we've got about a minute and a half left, which, I mean, you and I could go on for days. I'm getting that already. But you do speaking engagements at bases around and other places around. And I want people to know where they can go to get some information about you and speaking engagements.
Absolutely. My name is spelled with an I-E. So it's mollygross.com, M-O-L-L-I-E. Gross.com, and I do motivational speaking. I'll be going to Fort Polk. I will be going down to San Diego very soon. Once contracts are in, I put the dates up. You can have me come out to do a really funny adults-only comedy show, or I can come and do motivational speaking. So, and I love these people. I'm passionate about them, and I travel the whole United States to every branch, and I stay in touch with these women, and on Facebook, too. You guys can look me up on Facebook.
Well, that's where I first, that's where I located you after I got a hold of this book to read. Molly, I can't thank you enough, and I would love to stay in touch with you and have you on another time to talk about some of your stories, because they're dramatic, they're comedic, they're overwhelming, and they're very inspiring.
Well, God bless you, Cheryl. Thank you for giving attention to this subject, and give your daughter a big hug from me.
Will do. My pleasure so much. We'll talk with you again soon.
Take care.
Thank you. And Semper Feisty, I love that. Instead of Semper Fi, it's Semper Feisty. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends. We've been speaking with Molly Gross, author of Confessions of a Military Life on 1320 WILS.